¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is with me in studio today for a much needed dose of good news. How are you?
I'm great, Andrew. The sun is shining again. Yeah. It is bitterly cold, but the sun is shining. So
I thought there was hailstones earlier, but anyway.
I'll take the sun.
Yeah. So tell us, what's going on?
Well, I'll kick off in Galway with a woman called Chloe Lawler. She's 25 years old and she is after being part of a team to discover a new planet in our solar system. What? So obviously I am not the first person to think of when you talk about astronomy, but Chloe Lawler might be in the coming years because this is her second planet to discover. So just last year she discovered a planet called WISPET 2b. So it's around 430 light years away. And she discovered that last year as part of a team with a lecturer called Dr. Christian Ginsky in the University of Galway.
Yeah, when you say she's a student now, she's a college student.
Yeah, she's a PhD student. Oh, right, but okay, again, yeah. Andrea, woman in STEM, 25 years of age. Probably. Like, she's very young. But this time, she headed up the project with help from teams in the Netherlands and Germany, and she's discovered this new planet, which people are like, it's bigger than Jupiter, which we know as the biggest planet in our solar system. And it's going to be like hugely informative for these astronomers going forward. But it just shows the amount of work going on in our universities around, like, I suppose, Ireland. Mm. We have University of Galway, Limerick, University College Dublin. But yeah, this is around 10 times the size of Jupiter. And they understand that it works up to a certain point, but they don't really know what else. So they have a couple of theories of what it's going to do. But again, it's a very young gas giant and they used massive telescopes. But I had to use it today because I was like, 25 years of age, Chloe Lawler, like, big up her discovering a planet for the second time.
That is
time.
Some good news. Now, I had to laugh when I heard this. Do oldies go out partying more than Gen Z?
Wow. Me, oh my, you make me sigh, you're such a good looking woman.
Well, it appears they do, Andrea.
Yeah?
Yeah, oldies are now going out. Yeah, I had to pick Joe Dolan. I was like, I suppose this survey or this research out today reports that over 65s now go out more than Gen Zers. So Gen Z is kind
of gas.
Gen Z is from the age of 1997 up to, I think, 2004 or 5 or something like that. So I do fall into Gen Z by 1 year, but they are now going out more than Gen Z. So, like, that is crazy.
You say going out, what do you mean by that?
So it's going to pubs, it's going to venues, it's going to live music and different things like that. And I suppose this is for any older listeners above the age of 65, it's good news to think that there are still a generation that are enjoying going out to live music and different things like that. Like, if you talk to older people nowadays, they might say, oh, that's not for me, going to live music.
Or anything. 65, like, I don't think.
Like, this headline, I didn't write the headline.
Yeah, oldies now. Yeah, I don't describe it as oldies.
I wouldn't call them oldies, but I do, like, more and more you see at the likes of Electric Picnic and the likes of Altogether Now, an older generation enjoying this time out and going to live music and different things like that, or also just going to your local pub and supporting them. They are the ones who've been there for years. I worked in a pub for years, no more than yourself. And you see the locals every week and it's always the same ones who've been there for years and years. And I hope when I get to the age of 65 that I'm still supporting
my local pub. There's no keeping you in anyone.
Speak for yourself. 64% of 18 to 24-year-olds now prefer staying in rather than going out. And obviously this research cites the likes of money for a start for younger
housing,
people.
Housing, yeah, all the
high rent, student debt, low wages. And it says that when you get it to an older age, I suppose retirement means no early alarm, no commute, no need to really function the next morning. And now, like, you do see, like, older people still taking part in the likes of park runs, etc. and all that. But they do have that more of a disposable income when it comes to things like that. And their mortgages might be paid off. But it is great to see, I think, an older generation getting out there, still being active in the community of, like, the arts, the culture, like local musical societies, local different kind of projects that are going on. Pop-up Gael Tucks around the country and just enjoying.
Making the most of the free time.
Yeah, and just enjoying Joe Dolan.
No. So we're talking about.
Yeah, Yeah, that is the sound of Colin Warren there, Andrea. And he has released this song, Without You, to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day. So that was last Saturday, 21st of March. And the thing about this is Colin's sister, Emma, has a son, Oren, who has Down syndrome. So he is now at the forefront of this music video. He's wrote this song, Without You, and it is a really, really lovely song. And it describes his sister's relationship with his nephew. And I suppose without you, it kind of life wouldn't be the same. Mm. And I suppose, and it's inspiring young other people with Down syndrome or families with Down syndrome, I suppose, to kind of embrace the diversity and embrace the kind of the challenges that they face in life. My own cousin Grace has Down syndrome and she is the most bubbly person in the world. She's a joy to be around. Every time you meet her, she has a smile on her face. And yeah, this was done in Carrigaline in County Cork and it's just such a, it'll put a smile on anyone's face.
Absolutely. Finally, you know, Harry Potter fans would be into this.
Yeah, so the long-awaited HBO Harry Potter series, the trailer drops today. We got a little teaser picture yesterday of Dominic McLaughlin, who is now cast as Harry. Obviously, we know, fans will know Daniel Radcliffe of years gone by. Mm. And he came out and said, I don't want you to compare him to me, but the trailer will drop this afternoon, I assume, kind of American time.
Will it all be released in one go?
So it's one series per book. So originally we would have got a film per book. Yeah. But now they're going to delve even deeper into the world of the book and we're going to get characters we never met in the film series.
I wonder, I'm not a Harry Potter fan now, but I know a lot of people in my life who are, and I wonder, will it live up to the books and movies?
I think they might think it will because of this kind of delving further deeper into the book and into kind of the canon of the books and different characters and where they came from. And because with a movie, you only have 2 hours, really, 2.5 hours max. But with a series, you have kind of maybe 7 or 8 hour long episodes. So fans will be delighted to see a trailer coming out today, Andrea. It certainly put a smile on my face.
Are you a Harry Potter fan?
No, not particularly. Yeah. Just never got around to it, really.
Neither have I.
Awfully big.
No time.
But speaking of books, we are going to be talking about people who keep books in their bathrooms.
Oh.
I take it from that that you don't.
Time, no.
No.
No,
okay,
I don't.
Well, some people do, and they do it. I don't know why they do it, but they may do it. They want to say something about themselves that they have intellectual books in their toilet, or perhaps silly
obviously
books in their toilet.
Planning to spend a little bit of time in their
picture books in their toilet, that kind of stuff. We're also going to be talking about a woman who works in a clinic in Berlin, but it's not a. Well, if you walk in, it does look like a medical clinic. But it's actually for sexual fetishists who enjoy a particular sexual fetish that are all medically related.
Like what kind of?
Well, we can't go into that much detail at this hour of the day. But they go into this examination room and she's dressed up like a nurse. And apparently she is a real nurse and she does things to them.
Okay, all of that coming up. Lunchtime Radio. Well, it's more in the early part of the afternoon. Sean Moncrief with you from 2 o'clock. Carl O'Sullivan, as always.
Cheers,
thanks a million for putting a smile on her face this Wednesday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.